mask mandate extended on Lisa Brady, Fox News. It was supposed to end, but won't. In one of the last parts of American life where masking is still required. Fox's Eben Brown has this live.
And Lisa, the U.S. Transportation Security Administration will now extend by another 15 days the requirement to be masked on public transit. This includes buses, trains and subways, and airplanes. The TSA cites record keeping by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, showing an uptick in the number of detected cases of Omicron BA2 COVID nationwide. The decision comes as the agency is lifting so-called Title 42 constraints, which prevented asylum seeking in the U.S. by people who crossed the southern border illegally, citing pandemic concerns. Lisa.
Thanks, Evan. Worldwide, the number of new COVID cases and deaths reported to the World Health Organization has fallen for a third straight week, though the group cautions countries are also scaling back testing strategies. Hurricane force wind gusts fueling a wildfire in a drought-stricken mountain community in New Mexico.
A raging wildfire burning near the town of Rio Doso in Lincoln County, New Mexico, has already consumed 150 homes and structures and prompting mandatory evacuations.
They tell us we had to evacuate. Place is burning down, so I went and looked outside, and my God, yeah, that looks like what it's doing.
Rio Doso resident Bobby Johnson, one of over 7,000 people fleeing as the McBride wildfire that 0% contained grows to over 4,300 acres.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, they've set up evacuation centers for both people and livestock. Still no sign of the suspect in yesterday's subway attack that left 29 hurt in New York City, including 10 people shot. The manhunt continues for 62-year-old Frank James, along with the search for a motive. Law enforcement sources say the gun used in the attack was purchased by James at a pawn shop in Ohio over a decade ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The U.S. Treasury chief says Russia's invasion of Ukraine should challenge countries to be clear where they stand.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the war in Ukraine has redrawn the contours of the global economic outlook.
I'm not just talking about growth forecasts. I'm also referring to our conception of international cooperation going forward.
Yellen says sweeping international sanctions can have enormous force.
The Kremlin will be forced to choose between propping up its economy or funding the continuation of Putin's brutal war.
The Treasury Secretary says economic growth will take a hit with prices for food, energy, and some metals rising sharply.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Allegations of racial comments being made during a Major League Baseball game.
Giants assistant Alyssa Nacken broke a Major League Baseball gender barrier Tuesday. She became San Francisco's first base coach in the third inning after the Giants' regular in that spot, Antoine Richardson, was ejected. He said he was told for instigating, but he told reporters that Padres third base coach, former Cardinals manager Mike Schilt, approached the Giants dugout in the third inning for an exchange of words.
Schilty started to walk back toward third base, and at that point in time, he yelled, you need to control that mother.
Audio from KNBR in San Francisco. Antoine Richardson, who's black from the Bahamas, suggested he was targeted for his skin color by a white man.
His words were disproportionately unwarranted. And reeked undertones of racism.
Antoine Richardson didn't instigate any part of this, said Giants manager Gabe Kapler. Jared Max, Fox News.
Stocks are higher despite another high reading on inflation. The producer price index, that's wholesale inflation, up by a record of more than 11% last month from a year earlier. Right now, though, the Dow is up 247 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.